a lot of students come in, lots of them, of course, knowing rock and pop music. Even jazz music, to me, stuns me because they really have never been to a jazz concert. They've heard about jazz. And of course, the range of jazz styles is enormous. That, too, is an eye-opening thing to them. They think that all jazz is alike. Well, it's not. And so they begin to get some sense of what a big band sounds like compared to what a small jazz ensemble might be. In the classical realm, I think what this does is, again, it exposes them to a different kind of music, and they realize that through listening to the elements of the music, to understanding about the composer, to understanding how a symphony is constructed and what the form of a movement might be, that you can actually follow that. That, to them, is, again, an eye-opening experience. And they begin to make a connection with this whole other world of music that they didn't know about, that they really enjoy. And they will write to you and they'll say, you know, I put this on my iPod and it is fantastic and I love listening to it and I'm listening to it all the time. That for me is a big moment. Or they fall in love with a particular performer. They're usually not aware of this whole world of classical performers who are interesting, fascinating people who not only make music, but who are great cooks and painters, and they do all sorts of other things too, just like the students do. The other thing is the cultural connection. I think that an unexpected discovery in this class was that students begin to realize the importance of a historical connection to the past and to their future, that they have an important role in transferring this musical world to their children, to their grandchildren when they have them, and that the things that are of importance to these students today were of importance to people 100, 200, 500, 1,000 years ago. And a lot of this comes out through the music. You can see these kinds of issues of dealing with a death or falling in love or life events. And the music helps them understand that there is a human connection with all of this. And that's another real fun thing that happens in the course.
It sounds like sort of they can be part of the historical continuum in a way.
Indeed. I mean, they're listening to an orchestra that has a history, for example, or a performer who last night was in some other country and flew in for another performance. So there's a whole globalization of the student. And getting them off the campus is really important. In the classroom, we study all of these things, but getting them out into the real world, it's absolutely palpable when we start going to these concerts, the changes in the students. You can see it. In the class, the first 4 weeks, we're talking about elements. We do a lot of live in-class sessions. But the minute we start going to these concerts, something clicks. It's just, and it's happened every semester I've taught the class since 2008. Since each student creates his or her own concert series, they all go to different events, and they have a different experience, and their own reaction to those concerts is different. So by the end of the semester, every student has had a unique experience to him or herself and relates to that in a strong way because it's unique to them. And that's the other thing. I don't teach the class like the sage on the stage. It's really a shared kind of a thing. So that's what we do in the class.
Is there a piece of music that repeatedly reveals itself as deepening the student's experience?
This is going to sound trite, but I'm going to say it. Beethoven is not trite, certainly. But the Fifth Symphony of Beethoven, which is in their book, it's on in virtually every music appreciation type of a book, that piece speaks to people in an extraordinary way, like almost no other piece that I know. The music of Beethoven, whether it's a piano sonata, a string quartet, it could be a choral piece, it could be a symphony. The music of Beethoven, there is something unique about that composer that speaks to people of all cultures anywhere in the world. And that one piece, when we study the Fifth Symphony, they begin to understand the importance of the four-movement form in a symphony. In the first movement, they understand sonata form, how a composer uses a theme or a motif to build excitement in a piece, how they use dynamics and rhythm, all of those kinds of things to get their blood pulsing, which it does. But there are other surprises. One student was really taken with some 20th century music, which I always find really interesting. So, you know, music of Berg, for example, or Kurtag is another one. They fall in love with Renaissance music. One student was really captivated by, we played some organ music of Bach in class. Well, I mean, he was just knocked out by the sound of that and the size of that instrument, because we, you know, everything is done with YouTube now. So in a classroom, we teach this in a smart classroom. So we have a screen, we have surround sound. I mean, it's just a spectacular experience. So it's almost like you're right there, and I can take them anywhere in the world. So we can see a German organ compared to a French organ compared to, you know.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. And not everybody may react to it, but if you can get one hook with any student, that's all it takes. It's just one piece, and they're off.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.